My mom was one of a kind, a true gift to her children and grandchildren. She was born and raised in the heart of America, a small farming town in North Dakota. From her college days in California to her service as a wave in World War II, she carried her beauty and grace with intelligence and a heart of gold. These letters were given back to her after her mom died and were in a drawer until now. This is a snapshot of a life well lived, ordinary observations at an extraordinary time in our country's history. Her name was Lorraine. I hope you enjoy her journey. September 4th, 1946, Pensacola, Florida. Dear Mom and Lee, I'm afraid this writing letters to you is going to become a habit. I just wanted to tell you that we still haven't been assigned a job. I've been so jittery about it. They had us come at 0900 yesterday morning, sent us away until 1300, then told us to come back at 0800 to see the personnel officer this morning. We did that, and after talking to us, he sent us away and said he would call us at the barracks, which at this time was 10:30. He still hadn't. The biggest trouble is, I believe, the fact that we were delayed for about 2 weeks to finish transfers in Minneapolis. Probably anything that was open has been filled. One thing, we probably won't be in the personnel office because the personnel officer doesn't believe in having waves there. Too distracting to all the fellows, I guess. Nobody seems to know what they're doing there, so it's probably just as well. We'll be starting from scratch, learning a new type of work. It would probably be nice for a change. I've been out sunning one day. I'd like to go out again today unless we have to start checking in. I'm about as brown as when I quit taking sun baths in Minneapolis. Did I tell you that the beach is completely white sand? There isn't a tree or anything. Did I tell you that two wave AMMs preceded us here? Anita Benson, Benny, and Ruth Early. It was so good to see someone we knew. I haven't been swimming yet, but Benny said the water is salt, so it probably won't be too hard to swim in. I can't swim very long, but I've improved a lot. One thing about Pensacola I hate is that they differentiate between officers and enlisted men. We just walked down to the beach and noticed, lo and behold, enlisted men's beach. It doesn't seem right. They use the same water. I don't think they'd be contaminated with any kind of swimming suit. They call this base Officer's Heaven, and I can see why. By the way, I don't think I told you that the water here is as soft as rainwater, much different than Minneapolis. I'm hoping to hear from you soon. I've gotten one letter here, and that was from Kathy. She lives in Atlanta, so I hope to see her here after a while. I don't want to ask for liberty right away. My next letter will be to Darlene. I'll address it to Glenfield, and if she's gone home, you can forward it for me. I seem to have an awful time to get started writing to Gordon and Sally, but I will, so help me. Tell Sunny hello. Tell me about the farm. Love, Lorraine. Writing a letter to someone you love is pretty much a lost art. We are so tied to social media and the immediacy of communication, we've moved away from pen and paper. The letters I'm reading are a little tattered, but still in their original envelope. What I would like you to take away from each episode of this podcast is one thought. Almost a century ago, our world was in chaos. Some things never change. Then and now, there are still people in this world who understand the power of a selfless attitude. Just like Lorraine, these people make our world better. Thanks for listening. The Letters from My Mother podcast, copyright 2024.